A new Lincoln Bible from a mantle to a presidential library. You heard this story on WGN Radio yesterday in the news. This is in the New York Times. In 1864, Abraham Lincoln made a rare wartime trip outside of Washington to visit a charity event in Philadelphia, raising money to care for wounded soldiers. He donated 48 copies of the Emancipation Proclamation to be sold for fundraising, but it turns out he received a gift in return, a Bible, whose pages were edged with gilt and decorated with the words faith, hope, and charity. It was a holy book at a time when Lincoln was turning increasingly to Scripture to understand personal tragedy and national trauma. The latest on that Lincoln Bible, now from Alan Lowe, who's an executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. Alan, it's John Williams. You're on GN. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Good. Now, are you in Chicago or Springfield?
Springfield.
I've spoken to one of your colleagues in the Chicago area as well. Tell me a little bit about the library and museum first.
Sure. Well, we're in Springfield, Illinois. We talk about the legacy of Abraham Lincoln as well as Illinois history. We get about 250,000 visitors through the museum every year from all over the world. The galleries tell the story of Abraham Lincoln from his birth through the assassination, and we're focusing more and more on his relevance and legacy today. And then we have a series of special exhibits in our museum as well. The one right now is all about World War II. We have a great oral history program, so we use oral histories we've done with World War II veterans to kind of frame that, and with some amazing artifacts and photos and documents as well. So it's a very busy place, a research library as well, with tons of collections related to Lincoln and to Illinois.
As I understand it, you all were able to purchase a cache of Lincoln memorabilia, but you had to borrow money to do that. And in order to pay off that note, you may actually have to sell some of the stuff. Is that right?
Well, that was our private foundation, so they're separate. We are a state agency. The museum and library, as well as our educational department, is a state agency. We have a private support foundation that helps us out in a variety of ways, and one of those is a few years ago they purchased a huge collection of Lincoln artifacts and documents from a private collector, and they're still working to pay that debt off as we speak. Hopefully, we say none of that should leave the land of Lincoln. We have it here. Stored for the foundation, we get to utilize it in the interim, and we certainly hope they're successful in those fundraising efforts to keep every one of those pieces right here.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them in a while, but that's and I don't know that I can say it's a personal cause of mine because I haven't done much about it except put them on now and again, and I think it
That's very helpful. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, it would be more than ironic if in order to purchase these things, they have to sell some of them, including things like Lincoln's hat or gloves, things that he wore to the theater that the night he was assassinated, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So anything anybody can do, it just seems to me like there needs to be a benefactor out there, some Pritzker or Gates or some super-duper rich guy who could just write a check and make that problem go away for them.
That would be amazing. We have these great collections here that we use for exhibits and education, for research. That collection, the foundation's collection, is incredible. Documents, artifacts, both Abraham and Mary Lincoln, that just cannot be lost. So we're very, very hopeful. But any support people can give, we would be greatly appreciative.
Tell me the story of this Bible then. So there he was out on the road. Somebody hands him this Bible. What happened to the Bible? What's the story behind that?
So as you said, he was in Philadelphia at the Sanitary Fair where they were raising money for wounded veterans, and this was in 1864, and this ladies' group gives him this beautiful Bible, and he takes it back to the White House, and it was there when he was assassinated. Mary kept the Bible, and in 1872 ended up giving it to Reverend Noyes Minor, and Reverend Minor had been a Baptist minister here in Springfield who lived across the street from the Lincolns and was close friends with them. And so Mary gave that to the Reverend and stayed in his family ever since. And his descendants visited here late last year and realized this is where that Bible needs to be. And so they donated it to us. And we're very, very pleased to have it as now as part of our collection.
So when did you physically acquire it?
This past spring, I went out with my director of acquisitions, Ian Hunt, to San Francisco. And that's where the item was. And met the family. And had a special box and everything, put it together, and special screening from TSA. And I got it back here, and since then we've been making sure we have it in good shape. So they did cleaning, basic conservation work. It was in really good shape for its age, But we wanted to make sure that was all done and before we announced it to the world this week.
160 years old, is that about it?
Yeah. So, 1864 is when it was given to him, yeah.
And then what kind of condition is something like that? Like, were they keep? I don't suppose they had it hermetically sealed. Did they just have it in a box or something?
They had it actually on their fireplace mantle when we picked it up. So.
No, don't put it there!
But, it was still in very good shape. We see a variety of things here. Thankfully, we have our own conservation lab here that can do a lot of work for us, and we have some really old things. When this institution was created in the early 2000s, what was then called the Illinois State Historical Library was brought under us. So we have some really old materials here that need a lot of care, and this Bible actually was in relatively great shape.
Did he personalize it? Are there any personalizations or things that mark it as his?
No, he didn't write his name or anything, but the family tradition is that there are four bookmarks, four silk little bookmarks in there the family tradition is that the president placed them there. Now, we're trying to track that down. There's very good provenance on it, but in terms of the placement of those bookmarks, that's at least the family tradition. But other than that, we found no markings or anything like that that would specifically say it was Abraham Lincoln's markings.
Yeah. Well, if one of them is like a Walden Books thing, then it's bogus. But...
right. Yeah, so we've...
Starbucks.
I can tell all your listeners so far, we haven't found anything like that. Thank goodness.
Well, if those are cued to the pages that were relevant to him, I mean, we mentioned the one passage there, or maybe I didn't, but it was Corinthians, right? 13:13?
Right. I must say I'm a bad executive director. I don't know exactly what passages they found those on. I know they had to... The bookmarks, the silk bookmarks, have been there a while because they left an impression on the pages.
Oh, wow.
So it's not like they were there yesterday. So it's been a while now. When that was exactly, we're not certain. But I need to find out what passages those are because I need to know that as executive director of this institution.
I'll give you a pass on that today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I know I've used my one pass now.
Yeah. So if I get you for something else, then you're going to be in big trouble here.
I'm in horrible trouble, and I'll accept the consequences.
Did he do anything else with... So then what was his use of the Bible then? Did he read from it? Was it personal for him, or did it just go on a shelf in his place?
We don't know. We know it was important enough to them that Mary kept it and gave it to a close friend. So it's not, it's a large Bible. I don't know the exact dimensions, but not something you just carry around and from room to room. We know it did go back to the White House. We know it was important enough to them for Mary to retain it and give it over to the Minor family. But beyond that, we're not sure. I think it's interesting, the whole view of Lincoln and religion and the debate about how religious he was, what his views on God were, that certainly they evolved and changed over time. But also kind of the Mary Lincoln angle of where she was trying to protect his legacy and counter those like Herndon who were saying that Lincoln was a lifelong skeptic. And part of her gifting that Bible to the Minor family was part of her overall effort to combat that image that Herndon was trying to portray.
Was religion important then to people? Would it have been difficult for Lincoln if he were not an avowed Christian or something?
Yeah, I know, one of the stories from his early times up in New Salem when he first struck out on his own is that he wrote some type of tract that could be viewed as going against the traditional Christian faith, and that one of his friends took it and burned it because he said, if this ever gets out, you'll know. He knew he had political aspirations. And you certainly see Lincoln over time changing. There are several good studies out there now, and scholars will debate it to the end of the days exactly what he believed and when he believed it. But you see it certainly by the time of the second inauguration and his inaugural address, that's in large part a sermon. So whatever skepticism, questions, and so forth he had earlier in life, when he weathers the tragedies of two sons dying, the Civil War, his ongoing depression battles, certainly by that time of the second inauguration, you see a much more frequent reference to God and looking to God in that address for the meaning of the war itself.
I think a lot of us find ourselves falling to religion if we're not especially religious when we're in times of trouble. But I think a president today could weather being a religious better than maybe back then. I think our current president is not a religious person. And I don't know that if we viewed Lincoln today through that filter, it harms his reputation much. I think a lot of people are okay with that. He's Lincoln, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he is. He is kind of an icon. And I think obviously society is much more secular now. But one thing I love about Lincoln is he's so human to us. He's not some marble statue necessarily. He had questions. He had battles he fought. He fought depression. you know, he was a living, breathing human being who had to figure out his way through life.
What's your favorite Lincoln book or movie?
Oh, well, I do love Spielberg's Lincoln. That's there's this hard to beat that. I really love, speaking of that second inauguration, there's a book by Ron White called Lincoln's Greatest Speech, which is really just terrific, in-depth look at that speech and why it was important and how Lincoln wrote it, and I think that's just a fabulous book.
Yeah, and not one I saw coming. So that's Ron White, Lincoln's Greatest Speech, huh?
That's right, yeah.
Ron's
a great writer.
Texted in, hey, John, my family and I visited the Lincoln Museum in Springfield. It's fabulous. My husband taught history, and he learned things he didn't know. I think that the Lincoln Museum and Library in Springfield is, if you live in Illinois or Missouri, wherever, and you need to go to the Field Museum, and you need to go to the Shedd Aquarium. Mm-hmm. If you haven't gone to the Springfield stuff they got down there, then you're not doing it right. That has to be on your list.
We'd love to have everyone come visit. I love our museum. Springfield's a great place. Lots of other things to do here as well. So please, yes, come visit us.
Alan Lowe is the executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. And by the way, Alan, let's you and I continue to put our heads together. I want to try and help the foundation, which isn't you, but it's near and dear to your heart, too.
Of course.
Let's
do everything we can to help those people
out. And pass my best along to them and to all of your staff as well.
Thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate
it. Alan Lowe's in Springfield. Interesting story about the Lincoln Bible.